Слышно, да? Всем слышно?
At least 500 explosions recorded in less than 24 hours along the front lines in the Donbass region of eastern Ukraine. And the size of the craters are an indicator of the heavy weaponry being used in breach of a limited ceasefire meant to be in place. Russian-backed separatists from a self-declared Republic of Luhansk accused Ukrainian forces of starting the fighting.
The situation on a contact line has been exacerbated dramatically. The enemy is trying to provoke active combat action. Ukraine's side continues to violate its obligation to observe the ceasefire.
Not so, say the Ukrainian forces, accusing the separatists of being responsible for all the attacks, dozens of them. They say a kindergarten was hit, and this was published on the military website. There were no casualties, but the same picture was being used by Russian media outlets using a different name for the village that was on their side of the front line. Ukraine says it's a deliberate ploy by Russia.
It's fake news, and the problem that Russian audience are very susceptible to this type of disinformation, and also the this terrorist republics, they are trying to escalate the level this level, because in this situation they feel that they are one more time reappear in Russian newsletters and in Russian media field.
International investigations into who was responsible for the attacks are underway. Thursday's attacks may have been intense, but no more so than countless other days in this eight-year-old conflict. It's the timing of what happened and the disinformation afterwards that has some Western powers thinking this could be the start of something much bigger. In Brussels, the US Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the situation in Donbass will be watched closely, and the president himself reiterated his warning that Russia may cause an incident as a forerunner for an invasion.
We have reason to believe that they are engaged in a false flag operation. They have an excuse to go in. Every indication we have is they're prepared to go into Ukraine, attack Ukraine.
The violence in eastern Ukraine has undoubtedly worsened an already tense situation here. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, Kiev.